You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. The end of summer is at hand, and we wanted to find out just how has the year treated Michigan farmers. They were certainly slammed in 2012 by that cold, wet spring and the hot, dry summer. Earlier this summer, we spoke with Macomb Township farmer Ken DeCook to find out how things were going for him, and we got some very mixed reviews. So we wanted to check back in with him to get an end-of-summer view. Ken DeCook joins us now from Boykus Farm Market in Macomb Township. We should mention Ken is a third-generation Michigan farmer. Welcome back to Stateside, Ken.
Thank you, and thanks again for inviting me to join you.
And William Shane joins us. He is with the Southwest Michigan Research and Extension Center, where he's a tree fruit specialist. Bill joins us from their offices near Benton Harbor. Welcome to the program, Bill.
Thanks for inviting me.
Ken, I'll start with you. We spoke earlier in the summer, and you expressed some concerns about the impact the cooler, wetter summer was having on your crops. So as we head into autumn, how are things going for you at your farm?
It's still on a rough night because along with the cool weather, we also had plenty, more than abundant amount of rain that did quite a bit of damage, and I suffered some losses here in our acorn, pumpkins, and gourds fields and that, so we're still trucking along, trying to salvage what we can out of the rest of the year.
Anything looking good? Did any of your crops have a good year?
Unfortunately, not. Most of everything got hurt or stunt one way or the other in aspects of the field, so it's been a year I've never seen in a long time.
Boy, so you got socked last year, and this year did not do well. Bill Shane, can you give us an overview? Are farmers throughout Michigan echoing what's been going on for Ken DeCook at his farms in Macomb County?
Well, it's been a mixed bag here in Michigan, and the rain seems to have gone across the state in bands. So if you happen to be in the band that has sufficient moisture, you're doing great. Too much, not so great. And if you've been dry, you get a completely different story. So we're seeing all sorts of things here in Michigan.
If you were looking at the state as a whole, Bill, which crops have been strong? What has this been a good year for?
Well, we're still in the midst of the apples. In fact, we're just heading into that part of the season. We've gone through, and speaking from the fruit standpoint, mm-hmm. it's been a fairly decent blueberry year, been a, kind of a so-so raspberry year, a pretty good peach year all in all. Plums, we're still picking some of those, fairly decent plum year. Cherries was a pretty good year, at least for the tart cherries, a little bit tougher for sweet cherries.
At least we didn't hear stories of the Traverse City area having to import cherries from Europe in order to pull off the cherry festival. So at least that was something.
Yeah. Definitely much better this year from a tree fruit standpoint.
And what might we see in terms of prices when we go to the store?
Well, that's in direct relationship to the prices that you would see. Good supply means bargains for consumers a bit. You know, so I would say that there'll be quite a few Honeycrisp this year, Red Delicious, Yellow Delicious. Prices will be, I'd say, fairly competitive this year. Good crop from out west and out east. So the one thing that's great in Michigan's favor is that we've had dry conditions lately, kind of cool nights, sunny days as an average, so that the flavor will be good. So it'll be good value for the money here in Michigan.
Now, you say some areas didn't do so well, particularly with the apples. Which areas were those? If you're looking across a map of Michigan, which areas got hurt more than others?
Well, it's a bit by variety and a bit by topology, meaning that growers that had plantings that were a little bit lower, away from the lake, not protected as well, there are certain varieties that didn't do as well. And on the other hand, those that were in good locations, closer to the lake, tended to do better. And that's kind of the traditional picture of agriculture here in Michigan. The other thing that we're seeing is a carryover effect from last year, where we had droughty conditions for areas of Michigan. We saw that it took a toll on the fruit buds that carried over from last year. The buds for the current year's fruit are actually produced in the previous year. So if we have droughty conditions, the tree decides not to produce as many fruit buds. And so that was the case for some of the peaches, some of the apples as well. So it, the combination of the two, plus a little bit of frost here, made a kind of a hodgepodge of production areas here in Michigan. But all in all, fairly decently, I'd have to say.
Ken DeCook, as you said at your on your farm in Macomb Township, and you kind of think of the year, would you say it's as bad for you as 2012 was, or is there some sense of improvement?
Oh, I want to say, for me personally, it'd be almost as bad as 2012 because of the overabundance of water, because we had trouble trying to get out in the fields in the springtime to get some planting done. And like for sweet corn, I was forced from having to direct seed it in the field to starting it in the greenhouse and wanting to transplant it out. But once it was ready to be transplanted, I still had trouble getting out in the field.
Ah.
So I just went from a frying pan to the fire somewhat. But the darndest thing is I could go 4 or 5 miles north, and they didn't get as much rain, and they were able to plant and get in the fields a lot better than I could. And even from the 12, 15 miles to the northeast and just getting into St. Clair County, talking with a friend, he goes, there wasn't a day this year that they couldn't go out and plant. They weren't hampered by the weather. So like Bill was saying, the bands and streaks that went across, it depends on your luck, where you were in. And unfortunately, they say clouds have a silver lining. All the clouds that came over us had a little tear in them.
You're really giving those of us who really don't get on a farm and don't have farming in our family background, you're giving us, Ken DeCook, a sense of just what it takes to try to earn your living from the earth. You know, that I know it's your third generation. That has kind of makes you wonder, how do you put one foot in front of the other?
Yeah, especially when you got mud clinging to them. But, yeah, it's something that the average consumer doesn't experience. Their biggest problem is being able to get to the store and purchase what they want. And our main concern is trying to supply those shelves with the stuff they're looking for. And for some of us, it's been a real challenge.
So what do you do going through the winter and into next spring? What do you do to prepare your fields for the next planting season?
Well, hopefully this fall, hopefully it's a long, late frost fall for us to be able to salvage what we can that's still trying to grow. But you try to get your grounds prepared as far as cultivated and worked and smoothed out, especially if you got ruts in it from driving through the mud and that. But then you got to try and look and see where you're at, what worked for you as far as being able to sell and produce, and what you can work out with your suppliers. Because sometimes when the year is like it was this year, you got to do some long-range planning and working out payment arrangements.
Bill, do you hear this from other farmers around Michigan as you work with them?
Yeah, there's certainly with fruit growing, it's a longer perspective than vegetable field cropping, whereby you can plan for the next year and get into production that year. With fruit, it's, you know, 5-6 years before the planting gets into full production. So there's quite a bit of crystal balling as far as what might be the prices, the attractiveness of various types of fruits to the consumers, what might be the next trend, the hot variety. And so there's that aspect. Decisions on where you might plant new trees, might take them out. A lot of what we call enterprise analysis, where we take an individual group of trees, orchard, and say, okay, what's the profitability, what's the chances for profit in the future, and then make those hard decisions whether to keep it, whether to pull it out. Those type of projections.
So, Ken DeCook, your fingers are crossed for what kind of weather between now and the end of fall?
Warm days, cool nights, no frost, and plenty of sunshine. We're kind of nearing the stage where we could use sometimes a little bit of rain, but with the cooler days and that, it takes longer for that ground to dry out. So we don't need any more 1 inch or 2 inches of rain. I think it was after I talked to you the last time. Within 3 days, we had over 4 inches of rain. So we don't need none of that anymore here in our location. And some of the other farmers, the green farmers and that, they're pretty much set, and their crops growing and that, and just waiting for them to mature and be ready for harvest.
Ken DeCook, third-generation farmer. He joined us from Boyka's Farm Market in Macomb Township. And we also were speaking with Bill Shane with the Southwest Michigan Research and Extension Center. And he joined us from their offices near Benton Harbor. Thanks to both of you for speaking with us today on Stateside.
Nice to talk with you.
Yes, nice talking with you and listening to Bill. And thanks for the invitation.
And we'll keep our fingers crossed for that kind of fall weather that you need, Ken.
I appreciate that.